day, at another time, I might take the easy way out. I've seen them all, the warning sign, I put it all in a turnaround. These battle scars I gave to myself, I know there's only one way to be stronger. I'm gonna break my heart no longer.
To be the better man. That's two cuts from Chris Antonick's new CD, Morning Star. We heard Little Man and Back to the Good, and that CD will be available this coming Friday, August 5th. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look back through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects. And we'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 31st of July. Birthday today for Mr. Kenny Burrell, born 1931 back in Detroit. Ernest Big Crawford as well, born 1891. I don't know where. Ahmet Ertegun, the co-founder of Atlantic Records, born 1923. He's from Istanbul. Stanley Jordan, another great guitar player, born 1959 down in Chicago. Roy Milton, born 1907 in Wynwood, Oklahoma. And a couple of people who passed on the 31st, Joe Liggins from the Honey Drippers passed in 1987. He was 71 years old. And pianist Teddy Wilson, frequent accompanist of Billie Holiday, passed in 1986 at the age of 73. Moving to the 1st of August, birthday for author-producer Samuel B. Charters, born 1929 in Pittsburgh. Any of you with a blues collection will have seen his name on a bunch of albums. Robert Cray, born 1953 in Columbus, Georgia. Tony D, born 1962 in Pescara, Italy. Of course, we know him. He's in Monkey Junk as well as having his own solo career. Dietrich Farr, Mississippi Heat, born 1957 down in Chicago. Carolyn Faye's birthday. I don't have a year for her. Happy birthday, Carolyn. She's born the 1st of August, so wish her a happy birthday. She's from the Philippines originally. Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead, born 1942 down in San Francisco. And the 1st of August marks the passing of pianist Bud Powell in 1966. He was 41 years old. He died of tuberculosis, malnutrition, and alcoholism, it says. But he had also suffered a beating from the police when he was 20 years old, and he never recovered from that, and it led to lifelong problems. And let's see, moving to the 2nd of August, birthday for Matthew Jacob, better known as Boogie Jake, born 1927 in Marksville, Louisiana, recorded on XLO Records, and was the singer of the theme when I was on here in Thursday mornings for the morning roll and tumble. Garth Hudson of the Band, born 1942 in London, Ontario. Mark Naftalin of the Paul Butterfield Band, born 1944 in Minneapolis. And the 2nd of August marks the passing of Billy Lee Riley back in 2009 at the age of 75. We saw him here as up at in the Hunsick at the festival up there. Also, Lucille Spann passed on that day in 1994. She was 56 years old. Moving to the 3rd of August, we have a birthday for Lee Rocker, born 1961 in, Massapequa, Long Island, I guess that says. Joseph Spence from the Bahamas, born 1910. And Louis Satchmo Armstrong, born 1901 in New Orleans. Oh, we moved to the 4th of August for this one. Also on the 4th, Herb Ellis, a great guitar player, born 1921 in McKinley, Texas. Jim Zeller, born, I have it here in Montreal, but he might be from like Saint-Sauveur or something like that. I'm not really 100% certain. And a couple of people who passed on the 5th, we had Johnny Bassett, who passed in 2012 at the age of 76. And Little Milton Campbell passed in 2005. He was 70 years old. Lee Hazelwood passed in 2007 at the age of 78. And Linwood Slim passed in 2014. He was 60 years old. Let's see. Moving to the 5th of August, birthday for a great guitar player, Lenny Bro, born 1941 in Auburn, Massachusetts. Rick Derringer from the McCoys and Johnny Winter's Band, born 1947 in Salina, Ohio. And the 5th marks the passing of George Duke back in 2013. He was 67. Joe Hill Lewis, son recording artist, passed in 1957 at the age of 35. He had contracted tetanus as a result of an infected cut to his thumb while he was working as an odd job man. And Toots Washington, who played piano with Smiley Lewis, passed in 1984 at the age of 77. On the 6th of August, now we have birthday for Willie Lee Brown, born 1900 in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Little Louise Jenkins, born 1924 in St. Louis, Missouri. Abby Lincoln, great vocalist, born 1930 in Chicago. Drummer Willie Nix, who recorded for the Sun label and the Modern label, born 1922 in Memphis, Tennessee. Composer Baden Powell, born 1937 in Rio de Janeiro. And let's see, a couple of people who passed on the 6th. We had Gene Ammons passed in 1974. He was 49 years old. Willie DeVille passed in 2009. He was 58 years old, and Memphis Minnie passed in 1973 at the age of 76. Other events from the week, let's see. On the 31st of July in 1950, Josh White, he was during a visit to England. He created a session, recorded a session, I should say, for Decca Records in London. It was on the 1st of August, 1942, the American Federation of Musicians went on strike, and according to union president at the time, James C. Petrillo, phonograph records were a threat to members' jobs. Musicians refused to perform in recording sessions, but they were allowed to perform live. The band lasted for more than 2 years, and it ended when major labels agreed to pay the union a royalty for all the records released. It was the 1st of August in 1960. Aretha Franklin made her first non-gospel recordings in New York City, and it included a tune called Today I Sing the Blues. 2nd of August 1929, Fats Waller recorded his signature tune Ain't Misbehavin', and he did that for the Victor label. In 1934, on the 2nd of August, Walter Roland, who was Lucille Bogan's favorite accompanist, recorded Every Morning Blues, and he did that in New York City, and I'm going to play you that in just a few moments. For the Vocalion label. And here's where we're going to start with. We're going to commemorate some of these events with some music by going back to 1930 on the 5th of August. And here's Lonnie Johnson playing piano for I'll Have to Do My Time.
Now I understand why so many own happy homes today. Now I understand why so many own happy homes today. These devils commit these crimes, and the good person's got to pay. I've got 25 years in this hell, the door slamming night and day. I've got 25 years in this hell, the door slamming night and day. And they always come in, and no one going away. This jail is a lonesome place. This jailhouse is a lonesome place. It almost kills me when these doors slam in my face. I've only been here 1 week, and it seems like a year and a day. I've only been here 1 week, and it seems like a year and a day. It almost drives me crazy to think how much longer I've got to stay. My baby said, Judge, how much time did you give my man? How much time did you give my man? He says only 25 years. I try to be light as I can. The judge, he said I was guilty, and he couldn't explain. The judge say I was guilty, and he couldn't explain. Charge me with forgery, and I can't even sign my name. Thank you.
I'm a 61. If I find my baby, we are gonna have some fun. I walk 61 highway till I give down in my knees. I walk 61 highway till I give down in my knees. Looking for all that M&O, but she came on that sandy feet.
When they play,
Da-da.
That guitar swing, yeah, yeah. every morning I wakes with the rising sun. Every morning I wake with the rising sun. Said, won't you run your pretty mama, see what your man have done. I said, take me back, baby, I won't be bad no more. Said, if you take me back, baby, I won't be bad no more. Says, I give you my money if you let that other man go. I said, don't take my money, then try to dog me around. I said, don't take my money, then try to dog me around. 'Cause if you do, I'm gonna tear your playhouse down. You do me wrong. I ain't gonna give you no more money, 'cause I ain't gonna let you do me wrong. 'Cause you take my money, then you'll slip off home.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
This is Reverend Peyton from Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. And y'all are listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
Without a word of warning, the blues walked in this morning and circled around my lonely room. I didn't know why I had that sad and lonely feeling until my baby called and said, we're through. Ooh. Oh, yesterday, this time I sang a love song, but today I'm singing the blues. Strikes me kind of funny how love can be this way. We but I'm alone again today. And it strikes me kind of funny how fate can be unfair. Be written for me that I should be the one to always lose. For yesterday, yesterday this time I'll sing a love song.
Oh, pretty woman, that's all right for you. Now you just go on doing what you want to do. But someday, when you think that you have got it made, you can't help what a deep in love, so you can't wait. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, yeah, no matter.
Breakfast, there was the blues. my bacon, eggs, and bread. Well, I got so disgusted, I thought I'd end it all. Went down to the Brooklyn Bridge and said, that's too far to fall. Well, I cried last night. Baby, you know I've cried the night before. Got to come back home, baby. You see, I don't want to cry no more.
So wild. one and only. Oh, no, 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 no. Life's just that good for me. It's just that good. You shouldn't have left me, honey. Life showed me I could. To see you stumble, I got my way. Life's just that good for me. It's just that good. You shouldn't have left me, honey. Life showed me I could. We'll be right back.
And that was, of course, Jim Zeller, and that was taken from his CD, Blues from Another Planet. We heard Life is Good, and that was continuing the theme from Carolyn Faye Blues Collective just before that, where she played Life's Just That Good, and it featured Guy Bélanger on there. That came from her CD, Bad Taboo. We had Linwood Slim in there before that from his 1997 recording, Lost in America. We heard Cried Last Night, and that featured Junior Watson handling the guitar chores in there. Albert King before that with the classic Oh Pretty Woman from 1966. Aretha Franklin before that and Today I Sing the Blues from 1960. Then we went way back for some earlier ones. Walter Roland, and we heard Every Morning Blues from 1934. We heard Casey Bill Weldon's Guitar Swing from 1933. We had Will Batts and Highway 61 Blues from 1933, and we went back to the 5th of August of 1930 for Lonnie Johnson at the piano, and he played I Have to Do My Time. Let me tell you what is going on around town. Let's see, over at La Marche à Côté at 5043 Saint-Denis, 7 miles plays the Doors. That started around 10 o'clock this evening, so there's probably some life left in that one still. Coming up on Wednesday, Philly and the Flops doing a afternoon show, well, a supper time show, really, at Cabot Square. It's a big free show. That's at 5:30 to 6:30. On Thursday, the Suspects on Duo at the Tavern Lady Davidson at 3400 Ontario East. And that's also an earlier one at 7 o'clock. On Friday, you have a rockabilly show at Dollar des Ormeaux. Rocket 56 are bringing their sounds to 12001 Salaberry Boulevard in Dollar des Ormeaux. I think that's another outdoor show. Also on Friday, Downtown Stomp doing a live music thing. Emily Estrella Stardust Stompers are playing at 625 Rue Fortune, right down in the Point. Also on Friday, an evening with Baby Horse Records. They've got several people on their label, and this is taking place at 3956 Santa Ana Boulevard up on the third floor. Eric Fiennes is there, Bluebird, that Nikki you know, Torsten Herman, Matt Damron, and Frisco Lee is going to be there as well. 7 o'clock, doors open, shows at 8 o'clock, it costs you $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Let's see, on Saturday, Patrick Hutchinson hosting a musical brunch at La Place Commune. That's up in Park X at 7669 Curbs. You should be find that one pretty easily. I think it's up around the Curbs in St. Rock, just a little bit north of Jean Talon. And on Sunday is Jim Zeller's birthday, celebrating it by playing at the Rockfest pour la Santé Mentale. And this is out in L'Epiphanie, and I'm posting the link for that. The Papa Sons will be there, and Carl Tremblay, Steve Rowe, Bella Godmer, a whole bunch of people. And they're going to have Jim there as their special guest as well, of course. It's a day for the whole family, and that takes place on Sunday, 7th of August. I believe they're playing around 8, but there's stuff going on all day long. Over in the bars, let's see, it's Sunday night, so La Messe à Jojo is taking place at Bistro à Jojo, 1627 Saint-Denis, as if I had to tell you. Monday, Mick Martel is in. Tuesday, Freddie Freedom. Wednesday, Mick Martel is back. Thursday, Mick Martel does the 5 à 9, followed by Joe Hell. Friday, Janetti doing the 5 à 9, followed by Freddie Freedom. Saturday, Joe Hell, and then Freddie Freedom. And then Sunday, it's André Dupré and Jean Millard, followed by La Messe à Jojo. Let's see, at the Upstairs Bar coming up this week, they got Otis Ali and Sugar Brown doing their blues thing. I guess Zach Izbinski is going to be playing guitar with them, and I'm not sure who all else will be there. Let's see, over at Brutopia, open jam night tonight, of course, trivia tomorrow, Thursday, Justin Saladino is going to be in. Friday after hours, Friday and Saturday are after hours, and then back to open mic Sunday. It is Sunday night, so over at the Barfly at 4062A Saint Laurent, it's their traditional bluegrass night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. You can get some blues at Modavi during the week as well. Dwayne Dixon is there. Modavi, of course, is at the corner of St. Paul and Saint Laurent. Dwayne Dixon's there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Sundays, and you can get some blues out of Graham Chambers sometimes too. He's there Friday and or Saturday. Let's see, Diazones down in the basement on St. Denis Street, 4115A. Kim Richardson's doing her regular Sunday night trio. Two shows there as well. It's 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Smoke Meat Pete, you can check out his Facebook page. He's got the whole schedule published right up there on one big graphic, which I can't retype. And let's see, House of Jazz, 1639 Boulevard de l'Avenir. Coming up on Sunday, they have Snooksta Austin's going to be in. Let's see, Jam Nights and Open Mic. So it is Sunday, so you have Jam Night at Jam au Milieu, which is at 1251 Rue Robin, right downtown near the Village. Brutopia has their open mic night, 1219 Crescent, Bar de Corselle, 4685 Notre Dame at the corner of de Corselle. And Billy Buck is also has their open mic night on Sunday, and they are at 3135 Masson out here in Rosemont. On Tuesdays, Barfly has an open mic at 9:30. Wednesdays, Duffy's has their open mic, and I don't know, well, it's their jam night, actually, and I don't know who's going to be hosting it. I didn't see anything posted about it yet, so I'll keep you apprised of that. The only one I see is the Devil Dogs hosting at August 24th. Let's see, L'Orbit at 406 Notre Dame S also has open mic on Wednesdays. La Brasserie La Barbière at 2137 Rosemont also from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. And let's see, on Thursdays, Mariposa. Oh, I think they're on vacation right now, so they may not be open right now. I would check that before I head down there if I were you. Mayfair Tavern has a blues night on Thursday nights, hosted generally by Denny Snyder. They're at 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe Claire. The Atlantic Pub and Eatery also has an open mic on Thursdays, 36 McDougal Street in St. Alexandria. Fridays, you have a blues jam at the Brasil Unique at 805 Boulevard de Carry, and the host this week is going to be the band Better Days. The Insider Cafe at 4451 St. Denis Street has their jam also, open 7:30 till 9 p.m. And Phoenix Friday Night Jams at the Phoenix Bar at the Restaurant Basile in 72 St. Anne in St. Anne de Bellevue. Let's see, on Saturdays, Mayfair Tavern has an open mic thing at 22 Avenue de Baie de Valois in Pointe Claire. There's some weekly swing blues dance nights, and let's see, the Sundays you have the Dimanche Rock and Roll at Lille Noir, hosted by École de Danse Jive Studio. Tuesdays you have Le Mardi 88 Swing at Chez Ernest at 6596 Saint-Hubert. That's with Studio 88 Swing. And let's see, on Thursdays, Le Mardi Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good and École de Danse Jive Studio. That's at Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Mont-Royal Est. And also on Thursdays from 7 p.m., you have Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. That's about it for me. I tell you, that's right. I was meant to tell you about Donnacona, the Blues Festival, coming up as well. It's coming up, let me just get to that page here, from the 3rd of August, and there's several artists coming in for that one. It runs from the 3rd through the 7th, and you already heard from Shane Murphy. He's going to be in there a couple of times. Some of the artists play more than one time, but you have Dwayne Dixon, Little Leslie, Whitey Blues, Gary Kane, Angel Forrest, Mike DeWay, Philip Sace is going to be there as well. Angelique Francis is coming up, Flying Saucers Gumbo Special, Dashi Doldy coming from Australia, Alistair Green coming up from California, and a whole lot, Don Tyler Watson with Ben Racine. A whole bunch of people showing up for this one. That's at the Festival de Blues Donnacona. And I'm going to leave you with three tracks here from some of the artists that you can catch there. I won't tell you exactly which days because, like I said, some of them make more than one appearance. But we will close it out with Lashi Doli out of Australia from his Studio 301 sessions with Betcha I'll Getcha. Before that, we'll hear from Gary Kane from Next Stop, his great new CD. And we'll hear a short, furious goodbye. And we'll kick it off right here with Alistair Green. He's from California. Here's the title track from his CD, The New World Blues. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Sinatra and Joan of Arc. I will be within a here you are. I call a wink and offered you a drink. Now, you turned me down once, you turned me down twice, turned me down three times, baby. But I bet you I get you. Yes, I bet you I get you. I bet you I get you. Yes, I bet you I get you. Said, Lord knows that I'm a patient man. So at your hand, I do all I can. I call a wink and offered you a drink. You turn me down once, you turn me down twice, turn me down three times, baby. But I bet you I get you. Yes, I bet you I get you. I bet you I get you. Yes, I bet you I get you. Why you keep an acting so cool? Only makes me wanna love you
to welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, Stephen Ziplock Hennessy, beaming to you right now out of Nova Scotia. That's right, we have DJ Blaster out in Toronto. To mark your calendar date, it is July the 31st, 2022. Gotta sing a big happy birthday out to my boy, DJ Mystical Flex. We got a double dose of him. We're gonna be starting off with him. Blaster, he's out on the road doing his thing at Caravana. Hope everybody had a good time. We have Emancipation Day tomorrow, August the 1st, the day that the slaves in Canada were officially free. If you are under the age of 5, think about that. That's a whole other story. I was blessed to be out in Nova Scotia to soak up some Canadian black history about Africville. We got more info to come about that, but there's lots going on. But we got a market calendar date for the most important Ill Groove Garden anniversary radio on Sunday, August 21st. That's right. We're doing a live broadcast. We got the location now. Blue Dog. That's right. So on that Sunday, come down to Blue Dog. You can vibe with the Ill Groove crew.